It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm really glad you corrected me. People are always really glad when they're corrected.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. Good luck.
Congratulations on your daughter getting married over the weekend, W.
Yeah, he did good.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Give us a call, or you can instant message us at Mike O, WJFK, or go to WJFK.com for more fun and more thrills. Lots of fun on the show today as we welcome back Nancy.
Yeah. Hey.
Jim Nance from CBS Sports, sportscaster extraordinaire, and he's written a book, and he's in town. He was originally going to come into the studio. He's over in Rockville, and I guess later on in Bethesda, he's going to be going to a big shindig, and George Bush is going to be there, and he's close to the Bushes, you know. Yeah.
He still owes you a tie.
He does, and a round of golf.
I think you'd be more likely to get the tie.
Well, the round of golf I made up.
Oh, you did?
A round of golf at Augusta.
Yes. He owes you that.
A round of golf on the Azalea Line fairways of Augusta. Hello, Chris from Bethesda, Maryland. you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Chris?
Hi, gang. How's everybody going?
Hi, gang. How are you? We're great, gang. How are you doing?
Are we a gang?
Yeah, we're a gang.
We are now.
You're
a
gang. Hey, Beth Ann.
She's not here right now, but we can pass along your comment to her.
I remember the nickname she had for her daughter.
What was it?
Isis. She said it was Egyptian for stupid girl.
Beth Ann, would you like to come in and respond to this?
We'll have to ask her about that. Isis.
It seems to me I'd remember that, and I don't.
You have a memory that you
I'm
remember
one up
that.
On you then, Rob.
Well, I guess you are, and you're really cool.
Do you remember calling your daughter Isis, Beth Ann? This caller, Chris. Chris, who incidentally is suspect to me. Chris seems like he might be a little... Chris, you seem like you might be a little hinky to me.
I'll give you that, but it's absolutely true. I remember where I was when I heard it.
Where were you?
Gay bathhouse?
It's funny you should say that. No, Wisconsin Avenue in Bethesda, across from the Farm Women's Market.
Since you brought it up, Chris, are you a gay?
Let me check. No.
He's checking.
He checked.
He might be.
There's physical evidence?
He teased me like that.
I never called her Isis.
Did you have a funny name for your daughter?
Jen.
Jen?
Yeah, that is funny.
Jen, but I mean, you never called her like a pet name or something or called her stupid?
Jen, baby Jen. I called her sweet babe.
You never pulled an Alec Baldwin on her at all?
No.
Big voicemail message.
You never said, you know, you never called her home and said you are a rude little pig?
No.
You know, you ran out when I was trying to find your daughter's picture.
I don't know how to get to her MySpace. I'm not one of her friends.
Okay. I just wanted to check it out. See what's going on.
Will we still call her after the news?
Yeah, we can call her. Rob, you know what? We can do whatever we want.
Then let's call her.
We can do whatever we want.
What's up, Isis?
Whatever we want.
I mean, we're kind of compacted for time because we want to allow enough time for Mr. Nance today. But other than that, knock yourselves off. Out.
Knocked up?
Voice. Cancer.
Oh, my.
Buzz Burbank, first news of the day.
I hate cancer.
Thank you.
We all do.
Right.
Unfortunately, the estimate now is 8,000 dead from that massive earthquake in China today.
Okay. All right. This is Armageddon.
It seems like it, doesn't
it? It's really happening. You remember a May like this? Does anybody remember a May?
You're talking about the weather.
Around here. Do you remember anything even close?
Not this cold and wet, no.
48 degrees, flooding, tornadoes every single day every part of the country.
Polygamists.
I mean, dogs and cats.
Living together.
Living together. It's disgusting.
Absinthe in bars.
Horrible. Absinthe buzz not being forthcoming.
That's right, Dave.
Right. Beth Ann, back to normal.
Dave the friend.
But back in China, where the earth was shaking, 900 students buried in the rubble of a high school that collapsed, and more than 10,000 people reported injured in just one county. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake measured 7.8.
That's massive, right?
That is. It's huge. Mm-hmm. President Bush is expressing condolences, and he says the United States stands ready to help in any way possible.
The only thing I remembered about the news coverage of this was that you had... The tremors felt as far away as Beijing, and that was 1,000 miles away.
Pakistan.
What would that be the equivalent to in the United States?
Like it'd be like if we had an earthquake here, they would have felt it almost to the Mississippi River.
Kansas City. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would be indeed. Here at home, 22 people are dead after spring storms ripped through Missouri, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Alabama. 40,000 people in Georgia still without power. And we have wildfires in Daytona Beach. 100 people have been evacuated there.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, pretty much, I think so.
Everybody made their plans?
Yeah.
You're still pretty religious, aren't you?
Yeah.
Somewhat religious?
As religious as anyone in this room. I get this rap
more than
good.
Here's
one.
The deal. Here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here are the secrets.
Anyone.
These are the secrets about Beth Ann McBride that people don't know, okay?
Good.
Number one, that I know and that nobody else knows.
Oh, no.
Number one, you're very right-wing.
Not really. You're very, like, I'm you're kind like, of in the middle.
You're like a Huckabee supporter.
A moderate conservative.
Did you like Huckabee?
Not really.
I think she's to the right of me.
After I watched Demons for Hillary,
right.
I'd vote for Hillary.
Okay. But do you go to church on Sunday?
I try to, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's more religious than him, and me.
But just because someone goes to church doesn't
mean you go
mean
to church
they're...
every Sunday, Rob? You don't go every
no,
Sunday.
No, I haven't in a long time.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. I feel remiss, though.
Katie, you want to join in on this? Katie, do you go to church every Sunday?
No.
No?
She's almost she proud of it.
No. Don't have time for that.
She was very enthusiastic.
Don't have time for God and thanking for everything we have.
That was Katie,
if
everybody.
We're in the final days.
That was Katie.
For
or,
forgiveness.
As I like to refer to her, the untapped resource.
I go every week. They just won't
you
let me in.
No idea.
I know. Trust me. By Christmas time, you're not going to be able to walk into a store.
Untapped resource, you mean work-wise?
I mean, like, show-wise.
Oh, okay.
I mean that I have not even yet begun to explore the world of Katie. All I know is you and Rob are over there, and it's a carnival every day.
We were separated at birth.
I don't know what's going on over there, but I want some of that. I want to have some of that fun.
And you shall.
And incidentally, I say that to Rob every other day.
I want some of that fun.
Probably walking down the hallway.
Break me off
and
a
I'll
piece
say,
of that.
I want some of that.
I usually hear it when I walk by your office, and your voice comes booming down the hallway.
I want some of that. Get me some, yeah.
And it's not caramel corn.
former Georgia Congressman Bob Barr is running for president as
Whoa.
Of today as a libertarian candidate. Jumped into the race today.
Yeah, Julia has all his books.
But he ate that cheese.
Yes, he did.
He ate that cheese from Borat.
He's the guy in the movie who eats the cheese supposedly from Borat's mother's breast milk.
His wife's breast.
Oh, that's right. His wife. I thought it was his mother.
And then you hear the swallow.
Yeah, that's we the
are,
guy.
We are friends, Bob Barr.
He's now running for president, this guy. As of today, withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq is one of his biggest priorities. He's a conservative. On his campaign website, he writes, invading or initiating force against another nation based on perceived threats or speculative intelligence is simply un-American.
What's he doing?
Cutting government spending, running as a libertarian.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like he's a normal, powerful congressman.
He's going to take a run at it. He's not going to
Now
succeed.
He's going to immediately put himself in the category of Ralph Nader and all the
no,
other
no,
wing
no,
nuts
no.
that...
Remember, Ronald Reagan was also a movie star.
Yeah, that's right,
this
a movie
is how
star.
It starts.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
A Republican.
And now he's switching over to the Libertarian Party.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, what's he going to do next? Pick Penn Jillette as his running mate?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
He's for cutting government spending, for securing our borders. He's been a representative in Congress from 1995 through 2003. Also, the guy in the movie, as we mentioned. Meanwhile, Barack and Hillary are campaigning in West Virginia today ahead of tomorrow's primary.
All right, let me tell you what my theory is on this guy, Bob Barr. I think this Borat movie did more damage than anyone could possibly know.
Went to his head?
Pushed him over the edge. He's like, well,
could've been.
My political career is toast. I'll be the guy that ate the tea cheese. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and forever I'll be known as this wingnut. So I'm going to run for the third party presidency.
He'll be in another movie.
And the Libertarian Party, they actually go out and they pick out their candidates,
yes,
right? They haven't done that yet.
Usually.
So is he the main man for the Libertarians now?
He's their front runner, yes.
Was it Lyndon LaRouche the main guy?
Oh, for many years, yeah. He really was odd.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, Bob Barr is perfectly normal.
Well, I think the Libertarian idea sort of makes sense to a lot of people, and that is a minimal amount of government.
But don't you...
A lot of wingnuts have run on that ticket, yes.
Yeah, but really, at this stage of the game,
right.
I mean, you're talking about somebody that you're not doing it because you're going to be elected president.
Right.
You're doing it because you want to make some sort of statement.
Yeah.
You're kind of a fringe guy.
I think that's what he's doing, making a statement.
I think he went out of his mind after he was mocked, like
also,
so many people did.
Also possible, yes.
That driver's ed guy, you know, went nuts.
Yeah.
Bob
went
Barr.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. Those people at the minister's house, you know, where he took the dump upstairs and he brought it down the back. They went crazy.
Car dealer's okay, though, as far as we know.
Yeah, Jim Sell.
Crazy.
That's his name. I remember it.
Hold on, Buzz. Got a weird call from Reno, Nevada. Hold on a second.
What?
Jake, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hi, Jake. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike. Everybody. Love the show.
Thank you.
Listen, we've been having, for like 6 weeks now, we've been having earthquakes every day. Sometimes, a couple of days, there was over 100 earthquakes a day here.
Little tremors, Jake?
Well, they're lower ones, but I mean we've had up to like 4.7 one night that just shook the hell out of all of us.
Where's
but
this?
We're having
Reno.
We're just having them all the time, and they were some of the geologists up at UNR were predicting that we were going to have one of a 6.0 or higher. And I mean we're the third highest state in the country to have earthquakes, but it's just completely out of you know, context for us to have earthquakes.
Okay, so that's what I was actually going to ask you, if this is highly irregular for you to get this volume out there.
I've lived here almost 20 years, and I felt one really tiny one a long time ago. I mean, we have a lot of fault lines here, but we've never felt them, you know, in the time that I've been here.
I always
we're talking about Armageddon, and I'm thinking, my gosh, all this stuff.
Okay, take a breath, Jake. Take a breath, please. Calm down. My God,
it's Monday.
It's upsetting him. That's for sure. Okay, you're not going to die. It's going to be fine, Jake. I do wonder when you see like a 7.8 somewhere else in the world, you wonder. You know, do these things come kind of in groups? I mean, if there's a fault somewhere and that shifts, does that cause a tectonic shift somewhere else in the world?
I think it would almost have to, because there is a finite number of plates, and as they shift, they're shifting.
You never know.
We had a story recently that said that Reno scientists were particularly concerned about Reno, probably because of all that shifting recently, but they're expecting a fairly large one there in the not-too-distant future.
100 a day?
Yeah.
The whole tray?
Exactly. Seems like too much.
Jeez. Just a little bit.
They should cut back.
Man, I hope Jethro's okay.
I hope the pepper mill is okay.
Ah, the pepper mill. Mm. I hope those sweets up at the top of the pepper mill are
please.
Okay.
Indeed.
That was a good casino.
It was.
Man, I hope all the ranches around the area, I hope they're doing well, too.
Of course.
Hope our good friend Dennis Hoff is okay.
Our rancher friends.
Yeah. How far was Dennis Hoff's joint from Reno itself?
Wendell said it took about 90 minutes.
Thank you. Wendell Hall.
Our patron engineer. Of the arts.
If the inventor of Mother's Day could see how much you spent on yours yesterday, she'd probably hang her head in shame.
How much did you spend, Buzz?
Very little, actually.
Mm.
Well, first of all, my mother's no longer with us, so the only mother in my life is the mother of my cats, and the cats made her a card.
Oh, that's right. And Marsha's mom's not around either. Right.
Yeah, actually, she is, and we made a phone call to her, sent her cards and gifts, of course.
You did send her gifts.
Yeah, but I think Marsha took care of most of that. Oh, bless you, Donald.
No calls, please.
Terribly sorry.
I got out for under 100 bucks. I think
I was on 100. I have 49 bucks.
Well, yeah. I got a big hanging basket for Carrie, which is a pretty good trade.
Right,
about the same.
Oh, that's right. You have to buy for the mother of your children.
And
I no longer have to do that.
Good for you.
And my stepmom, of course, she got a card and a gift as well.
Cards.
But nothing extravagant. But still, the inventor of Mother's Day would be ashamed of us all. Here you go again. Oh my goodness! Can I get you a tissue?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
I'm falling apart, Buzz.
I can see that.
I swear to God, I'm falling apart, Rob.
When you sneeze, does it hurt your throat?
No.
So those seem to be separate.
No, I'm all right.
Okay, good.
Anna Jarvis invented Mother's Day 100 years ago this year.
Anna who?
Anna Jarvis.
Jarvis.
Right. And it was her idea to give Mom a thanks and a white carnation. That's it.
It's not a bad idea.
No, it's very nice, actually.
I think we all love our moms. We're not going to slam her for that.
Bet
you
didn't know this, though. The inventor of Mother's Day wasn't even a mother.
Really?
Herself. She got the idea from her mom, who said there ought to be some kind of memorial for mothers.
And she loved her mom.
Exactly.
So she had a mother.
Yes, she did.
Okay.
But she wasn't one.
I was only kidding.
She was barren?
We don't know that.
She was sterile like Rob?
She was frigid.
She never married, so we don't know.
She couldn't give or take love.
Did you guys go out? I mean, well, I won't ask you, but did you take Carrie out and have
Carrie
the brunch?
Carrie worked yesterday.
Oh,
attaboy. She should.
Rob.
But I was a... Freedom
Rob Spiewak.
Thank you.
Right here.
So it was really Father's Day.
Man. It really was.
she
worked just a short shift, 9 to 7.
Good for you, Rob.
Our Mother's Day salute goes to the woman in Arkansas who is now pregnant with her 18th child.
Really?
Michelle Duggar is married to Jim Bob Duggar.
Welcome to hell.
I hate that family.
And the Duggar family?
Yeah. Rob hates the Duggars. Rob called me on Friday when the Duggars were on the Today Show, and he made the... biggest deal about the fact, hey, Mike, did you hear the Duggars are pregnant again? Today's show didn't have any news. The Duggars are pregnant.
But you enjoy those calls.
Oh, because I'm with you on that
one.
Who the hell cares? You know, really. Talking about, I mean, you turn, procreating into a Guinness Book of World Records competition.
That's right.
It's crap.
And she's winning.
And there he is again going, hey, we're having another baby. Mm-hmm. We're having another baby.
Yeah,
and the father's just there like, all I do is screw.
Jim Bob has kept Michelle pregnant more than 11 years of her life.
Yeah.
And
she's just over there, with her head barely staying on her neck.
Oh, of course.
Just going,
it's very tiring.
I'm so stupid. I'm a Duggar. Duh.
Their oldest is 20, the youngest is 9 months, and now Michelle's pregnant again. She and Jim Bob say they're going to keep doing it as long as God wills it.
That's idiots, Buzz.
That's really good.
That's the kind of comment that keeps this radio station going.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Because there's more. And that brings us to Eaton Squirrel.
Yeah, baby.
Hill people have known about it for quite some time. Environmentalists, however, are just catching on. The environmentalists are worried about the way we clear the land for cattle, breed them en masse so they emit more gas. And,
yeah, Mike.
And, come on, Rob.
And burn fuel hauling them, ultimately, to our dinner plates.
Mm-hmm.
So one group of environmentalists is recommending you try the squirrel.
I would.
I think I would, too, especially after reading this. Here's their argument.
Do you have any real passion for squirrels? And we see them around all the time. Do you really care about them?
They're rats.
I would hate to see them tortured, but no waterboarding of squirrels. But I could eat one, sure.
Rats. They're climbing rats.
They are rats with big fluffy tails.
That's it. You ever
really
look at one?
Really, what they are?
They're big fluffy climbing rats.
It's true,
but I'm sure delicious.
I'd eat them.
I would too.
I would too.
You fried it,
especially after reading the 3-pronged argument from environmentalists as to why we should eat squirrels.
Okay, tell us.
Number one, there's one near you. There's a squirrel near you.
Absolutely.
So you won't burn any fuel getting them to your plate.
I got a counterpoint coming up though.
All right. Squirrels are free range, which means they are not packed into overcrowded farms and pumped full of hormones.
Okay.
And a third and final argument, because squirrels eat berries and nuts, their meat is sweet and moist like a cross between duck and lamb.
Really?
And that sounds tasty.
It does.
It sounds tasty, but they don't appear to have a lot of meat on them.
No, it's true. You'd have to round up a bunch of them.
Yeah, I mean, how much?
Like a dozen squirrels.
I think maybe six, a half a dozen would make a meal.
You could get maybe a bucket at the Colonel's.
I think one would about feed a person.
No. Oh, listen to you.
No, not
you. Know
you.
What you'd do? No. Seriously, you'd eat your right arm off if you had one squirrel. What? Look at a squirrel.
Yeah. I have.
It's all rib. It's all rib cage.
Mouth
yeah,
watering.
I guess, you know, I bet there's websites where we could find out what the serving size
is. I'd eat one, though. I swear to God.
You'll find recipes online for
you. You know what? Where we're heard on this station, right here in Washington, D.C.
The only place we're heard.
Bring us some. I'll eat it.
Yeah, me too.
Make sure.
I ate rat in New York.
Did you really?
Yeah, the other show across the hall sent some rat over, and I ate it.
Oh, I only ate rat one time. When I went to the Duggars' house. Okay,
they had to cook rat for 20.
Coming up in the second buzz, the McCartney divorce is final. And coming up in our last buzz, hillbillies for Hillary.
Yay, bae.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I just said yay, bae.
Yay, bae.
Hold on.
Duggar.
Hold on a second. We got a break. Paul, what do you want?
Hey, that Duggar wife, she definitely has the same haircut as all the polygamous ladies.
You're right.
That connection?
Mm. You're right, and it looks like she's been eating squirrel, Paul. Absolutely. Her whole life. I want some squirrel. Now I'm hungry for it.
Like squirrel nuggets?
I wonder if Jim Nance eats squirrel.
We'll ask him.
I wonder if I'll have a voice when I talk to Jim Nance.
We'll
That's coming
out.
Back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.